Hey, a guy who'd be great at this early morning reporting thing is Larry Weber. Hey, good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You hear me okay?
Yeah, sound like $1 million.
The $1 million is what we just got finished with this past week. What a fabulous week. I mentioned when I was speaking last time about how we are in for a terrific show because we're going to have a new snow, which did come, yes, over the weekend, and that was going to be followed by a waxing gibbous moon that leads to a full moon, and that means that we're going to have a very bright night with reflection of the moonlight off the new snow. And yes, Mother Nature gave us quite a show. Where I live here, we had bright nights every night. And I went out a number of times and take walks, and I think you could probably read by the conditions. It was so amazing. Also, we acted more like January, and we had some nice cold temperatures. The low temperature yesterday morning at the weather service was 14 below. That was the coldest for the entire month of January. At my house here, we got a little bit colder than that earlier in the week. But nevertheless, we did get below zero. I have also mentioned a number of times in recent months about how we've gotten into a pattern where the first half of the month and the second half of the month are very different. And boy, did we see that again in January. We're not quite done yet, but it looks like the month of January is going to end, yes, above normal in temperatures, but not as far above normal as I thought it was going to be. I also thought for a long time that we would be warmer than December was, but no, we're not. We're going to be a little bit colder than December. But the first half of January started off so mild. By the time we got to the middle, we had an average temperature of 24, which was on scale for being possibly the warmest January on record. And then, of course, it turned around. The second half of January, we had a temperature of about 10. And that really brought down things. We also, first half of January, did not have a single day where the temperature got below zero. And the second half, we have had so far 9 of them. Now, the other statistic about snowfall has not changed that much. We had very little snow in the first half. Well, we didn't have much in the second half either. There is a little bit in the forecast for the weekend, but it might be just like it was last weekend of perhaps a couple of inches. We are going to be way below normal in snowfall. We are also at a very interesting time right now. We have, this week, we passed the threshold of 9.5 hours of daylight. As we get into early February, we will quickly notice the days getting longer, and we will, before the 10th already, we will be at 10 hours of daylight. And if you took the number of days from the winter solstice to the vernal equinox in March, and you plotted a spot where it was halfway is the first week of February. And that's what we're getting into this next week. You could say we're halfway through winter, the calendar winter. Calendar winter isn't always the same as what we see. So I look at another statistic, and that is we are about halfway between what is usually the beginning of the snow season and usually the ending of the snow season. Now, I say that usually in capital letters because there is a very much of a difference, but usually about the middle of November to about the middle of April. This past fall, of course, we started with a considerable snow in October, and some of us remember very well May of 2019 when we had a considerable snow at that time. So, but anyway, we are moving along. The days are getting longer, and things are changing. If you take a look out at the bird feeder, if you're like I am, you try to feed birds, but of course a lot of squirrels show up. Well, the squirrels, for the first time all winter, are acting like there's more in their life than just eating, and they start to notice each other, and they start to chase each other around in what I refer to as pre-mating behavior. Also, out on the trails and along the roadside, I've been seeing plenty of tracks of the canines, the foxes, and coyotes, and at several locations, I have noticed their scent markings, and this is always an indication that yes, they're showing their territory. They're showing, putting up no trespassing signs, showing their territory. And this is very important because in their world, the breeding season is going on now. The breeding season going on about the 1st of February with a gestation of about 60 days means that the babies would be born somewhere around the end of March or early April. And that gives them enough time to grow up by the time they get to the summer. So, yeah, that things are going on. I also noticed that the crows and the ravens are more active, and woodpecker drumming is happening. The chickadees often sing phoebe songs as we get into these longer days. So, yeah, things are definitely going on. However, there are some things that are not going on. One of them is groundhog. Don't expect, this is February 2, Groundhog Day is coming up this next week, but don't expect a groundhog to come out looking for a shadow or otherwise. No, we do have groundhogs in our area. Some people call them woodchucks, but we have them in our area. But no, they are not going to be coming out. The Groundhog Day made for a very good movie, and it makes for an interesting story, but that's about as far as it goes. I think what is really going on is somebody is noticing that we're halfway between in the winter, halfway through the winter. There is another one, however, that goes on that's even more exciting, and that is this is the time when the baby bears, the cubs, are born, late January, early February. So, yeah, Lisa, there is a lot happening, even if we're not getting major snowstorms, but I have to throw this out to keep in mind. 2 years ago, 2019, February was the snowiest February on record. Usually February is our dry month and we don't get it, but who knows? Things can definitely turn around. And we've seen this winter, we've seen a few surprises. So get out there and enjoy it. It's beautiful. And yeah, it could be a dog sled race, or it could be just getting out on your own.
Well, it's going to have to be getting out on your own regardless, because that's the way the Bear Grease is running this year. Public spectators, you're going to have to do that from a distance, maybe from your couch. But you can always take your own dogs out and let them run.
That's right.
And that's as enjoyable as anything else. Larry, thanks a million. Let's talk again next week, shall we?
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.